Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "We Should Think of Master at Critical Moments" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 17, 2023. During the Fa rectification period, the main responsibility for Falun Dafa practitioners is to assist Master Li in saving people. In the environment of persecution in China, no matter which project we are engaged in, there may be danger. If we can think of Master at such critical moments, the result will be completely different. Part 1. Master placed a protective shield over me. In 2008, several practitioners in our area went to a village to tell people about DAFA and the persecution. We were reported by villagers. At the village entrance, two plainclothes policemen grabbed hold of me. I shouted out, "Master Li Hongzhi, save me!" The sound was earth-shaking. A police car soon arrived, and an officer dragged me by my hand to the vehicle, while another officer tried to kick and punch me in the back. The strange thing was that no matter how the officer behind me tried to kick and beat me, he couldn't touch my body. Several of our fellow practitioners were taken to the police station. The two plainclothes policemen said to the others, "So-and-so called Master Li Hongzhi to save him." They had charged two electric batons, preparing to torture us. An officer roared, "Aren't you guys afraid of being shocked?" Then they picked up the electric batons and beat us. However, the electric batons did not work on me, as if they were not charged. The officers beat up the fellow practitioners, whipped them with belts, kicked them in the face and nose, and showed no mercy to a 60-year-old woman, causing them to roll on the ground and shriek uncontrollably. The room was not big, but it seemed that the evil police did not see me. They beat the other practitioners in turns, but didn't come over to me. I then realized from that moment I shouted, "Master, save me! Master, put a protective shield over me!" We were taken to the domestic security division, where an officer announced, "Are you so-and-so?" Two people pinned me to the ground, and one stomped my face. I couldn't speak, but I didn't feel any pain. Because it was the eve of the Beijing Olympics, the situation was intense, and several fellow practitioners and I were illegally sentenced. In prison, I didn't obey the guard's orders because I believed that Master was always present with me. I was also not tortured, and the guards rarely harassed me. On one occasion, a prison head called me in and asked me, "How many accomplices do you have?" I solemnly corrected him, "We have no accomplices, only fellow practitioners." He immediately changed his tone and said, "Yes, how many fellow practitioners do you have?" In prison, some practitioners were severely persecuted. One of the practitioners I knew was tied to a bed with his limbs cuffed. The guards shocked his mouth with an electric baton. He was tortured many times, but he never gave in. When higher authorities came to inspect the prison, he shouted out, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." I told myself that Dafa practitioners were following Master's teachings, clarifying the truth and saving sentient beings. So being illegally detained was unjust. The prison guards treated us as slave laborers to make money for them, which really undermined our dignity. Therefore, I went to work only when I felt like working and didn't if I didn't want to. One hot summer day, I put down my task and left without permission. I found a shady place to rest and recited the Fa. After a long time, a guard came over to me and said, "We've been looking for you. Can you take a break on another day? If you want to take a break, please sit where we can see you." He didn't get angry because they had seen my temper. One of the guards in charge of our cell looked very vicious. The prisoners were afraid of him. When he arrived, no one dared to speak up. I couldn't get used to this, so whenever he came by, I still talked. Some prisoners gave me a look and signaled to me not to talk anymore. I said, "Why can't I talk?" The guard saw that I kept my dignity in front of him, which seemed to damage his prestige. So he wanted to teach me a lesson. Without showing weakness, I rushed towards him, and several prisoners stopped me. That guard didn't dare to look at me for several days. Thinking about it later, my actions at that time did not meet the standards for a cultivator. I was not compassionate, and I did not endure. Before cultivating, I had a short temper and often fought with others. My cultivation state was not solid. If it wasn't for the compassionate care of Master, I may have invited retaliation. I am deeply grateful to Master, but after that incident, no one dared to harass me, and my environment was relatively relaxed. I would like to remind fellow practitioners that no matter what the environment is like, we should be upright and stand tall, because our righteousness can deter the evil. I could not tolerate being bullied by the prison guards, but I did take the initiative to help the prisoners in the cell. I could do some needlework, so I helped them sew clothes, change clothes, and mend their pockets. They felt the kindness, integrity, and selflessness of practitioners and were willing to accept the truth about Dafa. Part 2: Sending Forth Righteous Thoughts to Help Fellow Practitioners Avoid Danger. After I was released from prison, I often went to the countryside with fellow practitioners to distribute Dafa brochures. My main tasks were to drive and send forth righteous thoughts. That was a process of cultivation for me, because I often encountered trouble. At those moments, I knew I should have righteous thoughts and not be fearful. On one evening, I parked on the side of the road in the village, and several female practitioners went out to distribute informational materials. After a while, the practitioners had not returned, and two people rode motorcycles in circles around my car. I told myself that no matter who they were, I should not be afraid, because I knew that Master was by my side. I sat in the car and sent forth righteous thoughts continuously. The two people saw that I was not moving, so they left. After a while, two practitioners ran towards my car. I knew that danger was coming, so once they got in the car, I stepped on the gas and left those chasing us behind. The practitioners were safe. I later learned that when a female practitioner was handing out brochures, she was caught by a drunk who started beating her. Another practitioner rescued her. More people chased them. When the practitioners encountered this, I also had to deal with the interference in the car. Because I was not afraid and kept sending forth righteous thoughts, the evil beings that controlled the troublemakers disintegrated, and the practitioners escaped safely. Part 3: Righteous Thoughts Can Stop the Evil. Another time, we went to a village 60 miles away to distribute materials. We encountered interference that night when I saw two practitioners running and a guy chasing them. I immediately sent out the thought, "Do not persecute Dafa practitioners. They are taken care of by Master." The thought immediately had an effect. The man froze. I could not see where the two female practitioners went. After the other practitioners finished their tasks and joined me, we tried to find the two practitioners but were unsuccessful. A practitioner in the car began to complain about them. She was anxious to go home, likely afraid that her family would worry. I said, "We came together, so we will leave together. We can't leave them behind." After 2 hours, we still could not find them. It was 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, but I remained calm. I thought they might be on their way home, so I turned back. After driving more than 10 miles, we found those practitioners who were about to take a taxi. "Thank you, Master, for the ingenious arrangement of letting us meet on the way home." We returned home safely. These things happened a long time ago. The reason I wrote about them is that when we shared experiences in a group, when asked why they did not call out to Master in the moment of danger, some practitioners replied, "At that time, I had so much fear. How could I think of Master?" To this end, I wrote about my personal experience, hoping to help other practitioners. More than 20 years of experience in cultivation tells me that at critical moments when danger lurks, we must think of Master and the Fa instead of using human notions. Master can arrange everything for us. Dafa can do anything. As long as we are righteous and have solid faith in Master and the Fa, all the illness symptoms, interference, and persecution we experience are only illusions. None of them will truly work.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Resuming Cultivation During the COVID Pandemic by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 31st, 2024. I'm 23 years old. I learned Falun Dafa when I was about 5 years old, but I did not truly practice Dafa until 2020 during the COVID pandemic. I went home during winter vacation. A few days later, I developed a fever and my stomach ached. I couldn't stand up and slept for 4 consecutive days. I drank some water and continued sleeping. I didn't even have the strength to get up to use the toilet. My mother played recordings of master's lectures for me while I slept. I felt as if I was lying on a big web in the universe, and the entire web was whirling around, giving me a feeling of weightlessness. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but it felt as if someone was in control. I only remember one sentence I said when I was half awake. "Who is in control?" My mother said, "Master is with us." On the 5th day, I was able to stand up and walk slowly. It was the Chinese New Year's festival a few days later. I heard about the COVID virus the next day when the entire city was quarantined. I had taken the train and crossed half of China to come home for the New Year. I was frightened when I looked back, but I realized Master was looking after me, even though I was not practicing. My mother suggested that I do the Falun Dafa exercises, and she played the video. As soon as I saw Master on TV, it felt like something suddenly broke through a barrier in my mind, and a warm current went through my entire body. I burst into tears. I felt that I had gained something very precious. I regretted that I had wasted so much time because I did not read the Fa for years. It took more than 10 years for me to have a better understanding of the Fa after I first encountered it when I was young. I regret that I didn't truly enter cultivation for nearly 2 decades. I only started practicing when Fa rectification was about to end. I finished the 5 exercises with tears in my eyes. The Chinese Communist Party suddenly relaxed its quarantine at the end of 2022, and I returned home to visit. I felt that I was a cultivator and protected by Master's Fa Shen. I thought the virus was irrelevant and I didn't have to wear a mask. This thought allowed the old forces to take advantage of me. 2 days later, I developed a fever, and so did my father. The virus was rampant at the time. I was afraid that I was infected, so I took antipyretics. Thinking one could die from the virus, I was filled with fear and self-blame. I was afraid that I'd die, and I blamed myself for infecting my father. But I also felt that I would be safe since I was a Falun Dafa practitioner. After the initial panic, I began to read Dafa books and master's lectures given in various places. I looked inward to find my own shortcomings. I found that my Xinxing had many flaws. I thought that I was immune to everything after I began to cultivate. My extreme thoughts allowed the old forces to take advantage of my loopholes. Master said in Lecture 3 of Zhuan Falun, quote, "There was a person who was walking on the street with my book in his hand yelling, 'With Teacher Li's protection, I'm not afraid of being hit by a car.' That was undermining Dafa. This type of person will not be protected. Actually, a true cultivator would not do such a thing." Unquote. I enlightened that although I did not do this, I was going to extremes and felt I was protected. I had no fear. I was wrong. The next night, I felt chills with fever. I started to do the exercises. I looked inward and found that my fear of death and my worry for my father were still there. Even while I did the exercises, I was still thinking about whether I would die. Suddenly, I remembered Master's poem titled, "What's There to Fear?" from Hongyan 2. Quote, "If you have fear, they will grab you. Once your thought is righteous, evil will collapse. people practicing cultivation filled with fa, sending righteous thoughts, exploding rotten ghosts. Gods are in the world, validating fa. Unquote. I thought, I am Master's disciple. No matter what I did wrong, Master is in charge. I only walk the path Master arranged for me. I felt my whole body was filled with energy when I did the second exercise. It felt as though I suddenly broke through something. I realized that I overcame the tribulation and I could not stop my tears. I had a fever for 2 days and my fear of death was eliminated. I also asked Master to take care of my father. As soon as I broke through these obstacles, my father also recovered. I am going through some Shenxing tests now, which I feel are difficult to pass. My insomnia that had lasted for 6 months disappeared after I found my attachment to combativeness. Now I can easily fall asleep. Why do I feel it's hard to pass the test? It is because I am still slacking off. But I believe that I will be able to get over it because I have Master's Fa to guide me. Although I can't see Master, I feel Master is by my side. I will be diligent.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.